Thank you for calling Eagle Moss. My name is Jasmine. How may I help you?
Yeah, I just got a notification from my bank that you're authorized or processing a payment. So the reason why I'm not calling because of it is because I'm still waiting on my last two shipments. So I'm not sure why I'm getting charged again.
Okay, so I'll have to see if you were waiting for a last shipment. And the tracking was delayed, then it was probably your finalized order. I'll check in just one moment. I'll get your account information. Okay, do you have your account number?
No, I never needed it when I call. I just get my
Okay, what's the phone number that's on your account?
813-401-8150.
Okay, thank you. Just one second. And what's the name that's on the account and the
Daniel
address?
Peterson, 4807 Temple Heights Road, Tampa, Florida, 33617.
Okay. All right, just one moment. Just waiting for their account to pull up.
And the amount that was just went through or is pending now, it's 64, like 64.95. That's an odd amount. I don't understand
Okay, well,
why
I'll have
that.
to take a look at your account to see what it is. Then pull it up. Okay. Okay, so for your Ghostbusters account, the last shipment that went out, was in December. Is that correct? This is for the
Yeah.
Ecto one.
Yeah.
Okay. Let's see here. Okay. So what I'm seeing here is that they sent a request to PayPal for $114.80. The shipment was wiped because one of the items in there was out of stock. So the order was still pending. It looks like here that they tried to send that shipment again at the authorization and try to send your shipment again. It looks like here when we tried to finalize a charge to send it out with PayPal, that it was declined. So we're trying to send out your fourth shipment. But it looks like that it was out of stock at the time that we sent your authorization that it was time for your shipment. And then when we tried to actually send it because the items were available and finalize that charge, then PayPal declined it. It said that it's redirect payer for alternate. So I'm not sure exactly what that means. Let me see.
I was just charged 114 as it changed last
Yes, it
month.
was an authorization request. It did not go through. From what I'm seeing right here, it hasn't gone through because they sent it. They declined it, and they sent it this morning because this was our. It was the next processing date. So, pretty much, just going to keep trying to send an authorization until. They're able to finalize a charge, and then it would send that fourth shipment out. So,
Okay, so as I'm looking, going through my banking statement while I got you on the phone, what is the 6495 for? That's an odd amount. That's
let me see
more than a
here.
shipment.
Okay, that was for a special that the Ghostbusters box set. Let me see if that was due today. And we send emails out to you 25 days before the shipment is supposed to go out to advise you that the special is available. That authorization did go through, so they would be preparing that shipment as of now for it to go out. and advises on the offer that periodically they'll have specialty shipments and they'll notify you in advance. If you don't want that item, then you can just let us know to skip it. Otherwise, it's sent. And the email that they send, it gives you the information on what it is, the pricing, when it'll be sent, and what to do if you don't want the shipment.
Okay, so is that a regular, is that the number, the fourth shipment, or?
No, that is a specialty shipment. It's an extra shipment.
Okay, so the other charges or the other shipments that I'm waiting on that you say that did not go through, when is that supposed to be processed?
Well, we process our orders on Tuesdays and Fridays. So since it didn't go out today, like this morning, they'll try to process it again Friday morning to see if they can send that shipment out. I guess for that, it just declined it for the regular shipment, and went through for the specialty shipment. So if you want it to go through on Friday, this coming Friday, then they can go ahead and process your shipment. If you need it on another date, then I can suspend it to another date. So that way you're not getting, back-to-back charges if it's inconvenient for you.
Well, my only concern is, and I'm trying to look at it as I'm talking to you, is when I spoke to the customer service last time about this, the charge went through, but like I said, I want to look at my bank statement. I'm going through it right now,
The
but.
charges was authorized. It doesn't mean that it has finalized. Authorization and request is the request that we send to PayPal to reserve the funds so that way your shipment can go out once it's ready. So that way, like when we ask for permission to obtain the funds, and then once it's actually been picked up by the warehouse, then they finalize the shipment because it's confirmed as shipped. So what we were trying to do is confirm it as shipped because it was ready to go out and be picked up by the carrier from the warehouse. And when we tried to reach out to PayPal to finalize that charge, then it was declined. So basically what the system will do is if it's declined, then the next processing day, it'll scan the system and see that you still owed a shipment to go out, and then it'll try to do it again. Like it'll basically try to send the authorization and finalize it again with PayPal since they declined it.
Well, so as of right now, what would be the next issue being sent out come Friday or?
Okay, the next issues would be 11, 12, 13, and 14, and then the magazine to go along with it.
And those were the ones that was previously out of stock, and you were waiting. Okay.
Yes. One of the items in that order was out of stock at the time that we tried to send it. So they basically had to wipe the order, what we call wiping the order. So basically it wipes it from the system and it drops the authorization request because it's not available to send even though it was on your due date. So
Okay.
when the items come back in stock, then they would try to do it again. Since they're back in stock, they tried it and it just didn't go through.
Okay. And can you tell me the last time or the last PayPal pre-authorization that went through or was pending, and then you said that it didn't go through?
The last, okay, so for the one that just went out today, for the specialty shipment, that was the last one that was sent. So that was the one that was actually successful. The one for your regular shipment, the last time they sent the authorization request was the 30th of March. And
Okay.
that was the one, and that was the one that they were trying to finalize. The carrier has been out since we did change warehouses. We changed into different states. The pretty much the warehouse the where excuse me the carrier that picks up from our warehouse has been trying to play catch up. So that has caused some of the shipments that are pending and waiting to be out of like to be delayed, and then picking it up with the tracking and everything like that, and then for it finalizing. So that's the reason why there's such a gap in between when they sent the authorization and then when they tried to actually finalize the order.
Okay. All right. Well, thank you for explaining everything to me.
You're very welcome. I apologize for the delay. Was there anything else that I could help you with today?
No, ma'am. Thank you.
Okay. You're welcome, and thank you for calling Eagle Moss. Have a great rest of your day.
You too. Bye.
Bye-bye.